This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams, and for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Push button, turn on TV, get home run. John Brandio 1 tweets in, home runs were exciting because they weren't a common thing. So when it happened, you were excited. But now it's like, oh, look, another home run. And, you know, that's one of the points I've brought up during the regular season is when you lose the home run, if you're baseball, is that concerning? But it's not the kind of point I expected to be making in October, honestly, 100%. I did not plan to be talking about this today. I mean, not saying I didn't plan to be talking about baseball at all, but I didn't plan to have any negative tinge to what I was saying. But I woke up this morning seeing some of the reaction to what Bob Costas had said during the Yankees Twins broadcast last night, and it's just the most interesting thing to me at the moment, because you are talking about playoff baseball, because he was broadcasting a game with the Yankees. Because theoretically, he's a baseball fan. And in the midst of a playoff game, when the announcer, the lead guy, the voice communicating to the fans, is saying that the game is borderline unwatchable and the way it's played now is problematic, I was just curious if the audience felt the same way. If you felt the same way. Were you tuned into playoff baseball and saying, shut up, Bob Costas, or anybody like that? I'm watching playoff baseball. I'm excited. This is the time of year I get into it more than any. Or were you saying, I kind of feel that, and even though I love this sport, I'm turned off. Or even though, you know, I don't necessarily love the sport, I like playoff baseball, but it's harder for me to get into the way it's played right now. I'm just genuinely curious. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Let's go to Linda in Arizona. Linda, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi. I'm a big sports fan, and I'm a baseball fan, first of all. And I was so disgusted at Bob Costas in his opinions. He is so negative that I just hit the mute button. I didn't want to hear him because I was enjoying the game. Even though I was rooting for Twin Cities, you know, the Twins, excuse me. But
I understood what you meant. Yeah.
Okay. He was so negative. And, you know, you don't want to, if you're watching a ball game, you don't want to hear him, you know, somebody saying, giving their opinion, you know, when it's not yours. It's very annoying. I was really disgusted. Finally, I couldn't listen to him anymore.
Well, I mean, like, people giving their opinion never really bothers me personally, because I can hear somebody's opinion that I don't like and not get angry about it. I think in you know, this case, because he was doing the play-by-play, because that's generally not a job to opine in, and especially during a playoff game, generally not where you expect to hear someone deriding the sport. You know, like when Tom Brady tweeted during that NFL game, it was the Thursday night game, I think it was, about the officiating and he had to turn the game off. I was surprised that that happened, because he's essentially the face of the NFL and he's saying, I have to turn off this NFL product. And to me, that was a topic. But the NFL flag stuff is a new thing that people are upset about. Like the baseball pace of play thing has been going on for years and years and years, and baseball being boring has been a topic for years and years and years. But generally, it's one that goes away during the playoffs. So for it to be happening during a playoff game from the lead announcer of the playoff game, that to me is a different world. a different world than we're normally in. 855-212-4227. Ray in Kershaw, South Carolina. You're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Ray?
Good morning. Art Costas was bored walking into the stadium yesterday, and he brought his soapbox into the booth. He had a right to do that. I, like a lot of people, including John Smoltz, had a right to ignore him. But here's my point about baseball. He's wrong. Every play, every pitch, there was a ton of stuff happening on the field if you know how to watch the game. Players moving, they're setting up. My real point, though, I'm going to give you some homework, is look at the statistics. Any game or the whole season, how many strikeouts, what percentage of at-bats ended in a strikeout, what percentage ended in a ball in play for an out, what percent ended in a base hit, what percent ended in a home run. And you'll find baseball is healthy with a lot of great ball being played.
Well, look, I could look for that, but the strikeout record was set for the 12th straight season. So it's not like strikeouts haven't gone up, and the home run record was set as well. So, I mean, you can't argue with that. That's, you know, whatever the percents might break down to, you can't argue that home runs and strikeouts aren't up, because it's a fact that home runs and strikeouts are up. That's just a fact. And I promise you the percentages bear that out too. As far as your other point, I don't think you help the sport, to be honest, when you say, like, a real fan knows what to watch, players setting up. That's not entertaining to most people. I mean, come on. And I'm not saying anything negative about, I'm not railing against baseball fans or baseball by saying that. I think that is a, it's a subjective statement, but it's as objective a subjective statement as there can be. If you're a true, like, baseball aficionado, if you're like a manager in your spare time or something, you maybe want to watch players set up. But I don't think there's anyone in the audience who is like, oh yeah, I know what to watch for. I'm going to watch the shortstop move over a foot. I mean, like, come on, dude. That I won't buy as a counter argument. Look at the outfield. It moved back. That's enthralling. 855-212-4227. You know, when you're watching playoff baseball, are you thinking the same thing Bob Costas is as he's calling playoff baseball, that there's a problem? Or are you like, shut up, I'm watching playoff baseball, I want to enjoy the game. You know, this is a topic for the regular season. Bob in Maryland. Bob, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Yes, good morning, Robin. I was born in 1936. I've been around a long time.
Well, I hope you're around a lot longer.
My father was born in 1885, and he umpired baseball for 52 years, starting with the kids and then worked his way up to professional ball. His main enjoyment was the old Negro Leagues. He loved it. And how many great players he saw. But this business, baseball, when you figure, I remember 1951. I was 15 years old, and I had the congregation of ball players and so forth, especially good announcers, great announcers in New York. That 51 playoff game when Thompson hit that home run, the shot heard around the world. Yeah, it was a playoff for three games because the Dodgers and the Giants had the same record at the end of the season. But it was only three games. That was it. It was two out of three, and then you started the World Series. The season's too long, and Costas, he's being paid to call a ball game. And I want to talk about when you think about Russ Hodges in 51 that I'm talking about. And Mel Allen with the Yankees. And with the Dodgers, Red Barber and a very, very young Vin Scully. Vin Scully is my favorite baseball announcer of all time. And he announced it for 68 years. This man knew baseball in and out. He didn't have to express his opinion about politics. I will give you a quote. My favorite quote, in fact, was by Roy Campanella in a book by Roger Kahn, The Boys of Summer. It was about the 1949 Dodgers when they were in New York, in Brooklyn. Campanella said that baseball is a man's game, but you have to have a lot of little boy to be part of it. In other words, it's a boy's game, but you got to be a man to play the game. That's gone. That's long gone. My favorite two players of all time were Jackie Robinson and Ted Williams. These guys today, if they were worth $300 million, what the hell would Willie Mays and Ted Williams and Stan Musial and Joe DiMaggio, what would they be worth today? You'd have to give them part of the damn franchise to sign them.
Well, yeah, I mean that's a difference in the economic values of the sport and attendance and TV contracts and everything like that. And there's great players today. I think what you raised is sort of one of the things baseball struggles with, though, is so much of it is tied into the history and not as much as tied into what's going on currently. But again, I mean, the reason I'm talking about this today is not because I had a purpose or an axe to grind or an agenda. The reason I'm talking about it is because I did not expect to be talking about it. That's why I'm talking about it. You know, I did not expect a baseball announcer during a baseball playoff game to call baseball unwatchable, basically. You know, usually you get that pastoral stuff. Oh, it's October. It's the best time of the year. The Yankees are here, and they are taking on the Minnesota Twins in the beautiful game as we move our way towards the World Series and the Fall Classic, you know, all that stuff. And instead, it was like a rant saying, hey, I'm calling this game, and I hate it. From a not a young guy, from a guy who's been around the block who theoretically, again, is a huge baseball fan. So I was just curious if he's speaking for the audience or if the audience doesn't like hearing that during a playoff baseball game. 855-212-4227. That's the phone number. You can weigh in on this topic. Take a few more of your calls before we transition to the NFL. Of course, Sunday, the NFL on CBS features a full slate of games, including Brady and the Pats on the road in Washington and the Ravens and the Steelers renewing their AFC North rivalry. Check your local listings for the game in your area, and it all begins with JB and the guys on NFL Today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific on CBS. 855-212-4CBS. That's 4227. It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
Waking up your weekend. Did you need to be woken up during the baseball game? Bob Costas woke me up this morning as I saw what he said. And I was surprised to hear it during a baseball playoff game from the play-by-play announcer. So I'm going to run through your thoughts as it's been the prevailing topic so far on the show. And a lot of you want to weigh in. Steve in Louisville, Kentucky. Steve, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I identified really well with one of the previous callers talking about how basically I don't find the beginning of the season unwatchable. But I'm an avid runner, and comparing the baseball season to like training for a marathon is pretty accurate because I get excited at the beginning, and then there's that June, July lull that the All-Star break kind of tries to get me excited for.
Mm-hmm.
But until you get to like, okay, how many games behind is everybody else? Who's going to get the wild card slot? Like until you get to that actual race for the playoffs, it doesn't get again. And it's not that I don't watch at all, but as someone who grew up with a bad Cubs team, I just get excited for the playoffs and the race for the playoffs, and everything else is kind of tertiary. So it's nice to see that kind of stuff, but I don't feel like I'm missing out on the 162 if I don't watch all of them.
Well, that I understand, but that's a pretty common point of view. I think what's uncommon, I think, is the fact that during a playoff game, you had someone talking about the same issues that they have been expressed so much in the regular season.
Mm-hmm. And someone mentioned that in a previous call as well, and I feel like that's Costas being like a fan of the game, upset where it is, not necessarily being like. You know how you can just say something for having a hot take as opposed to being someone who's like so passionate about it and just being upset where it is?
Yes. No, that's why I agree.
I feel like Costas is more there.
I'm with that. And that's something I've heard this year from baseball fans, because generally baseball fans have defended the sport when you hear people talk about the state of it. And now you've got, even baseball fans saying it. So that's what I found intriguing about it. Jeff in Champaign, Illinois. Jeff, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I just want to make a quick comment. I didn't hear Costas' stuff last night, but kind of getting the gist from your talking this morning. I think one of the things that's made baseball really difficult to watch in the last couple of years is the amount of pitching changes that teams are going through. And I understand the strategy in the game, and managers kind of get the best matchups. But I was at a Cub Cardinal game earlier this year, right down the stretch, one of the last four. The Cubs lost by one. There were 9 Cub pitching changes and 6 Cardinal pitching changes for a grand total of about a 4.5-hour 3-run game. So, if you want to talk about unwatchable, sitting in those stands for 4.5 hours going through 15 pitching changes was pretty ridiculous.
Oh, I'm with you there. I think there should be a limit on pitching changes or something. Or like once the pitching change happens, start pitching. There's no, what's the point of the bullpen if you're not warmed up when you come into the game? I'm 100% with you there. There's been games that have been tight that I've had to turn off because just too many pitching changes. Terry in Knoxville, Tennessee. Terry, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm not a true baseball fan per se, but I am a great sports fan, and I am a White Sox fan if I have to watch baseball at all. And, of course, we had an ugly season, but what Bob Costas said, I don't think there was nothing wrong with it. Just like the last caller said, or 2 calls ago or something, said, he's just a fan of the sport. And as I know he's paid by the sport, but he still wants the best for the sport. So his comments, to me, is just like anybody else's comments, just like mine or the ladies who said she was a Twins fan. I mean, everybody got an opinion. And just because she didn't like it, we heard her opinion. We wasn't mad at her for her opinion. Why should she be mad at him for his opinion? He got a right to it as well.
But yeah, there's a lot of people that will say that they think everybody has a right to an opinion until someone says something they don't agree with. I feel you, and I agree with what you're saying, and I find it interesting that he did it. I'm glad he did it. Generally, there is a school of thought that a play-by-play announcer really shouldn't be editorializing, but it doesn't bother me. And of course, Bob Costas is in a position where it doesn't really matter to him. Paul Tryon tweets in, I think if you like baseball, you like baseball. You don't, you don't. The player movement on the field is interesting to see. To say that nobody would enjoy little nuances to the game is stupid. Then he put in parentheses, baseball fans do. He's responding to something I said. I never said no one. And I never said hardcore. I'm saying to the mass audience, you cannot tell me that it's entertaining to watch like people move around on the field when nothing's happening. Like I'm a huge basketball fan. I would never in a million years tell people, you should watch the NBA because you need to see where the defender is positioning himself. Or, man, you need to see the spacing on the court. Look at that. Look at him out in the corner. He's waiting. He's standing for a 3-point shot, waiting. That's super interesting because it's spacing the floor for the other guy. I mean, like that. Come on. I know it's a subjective thing to say by its nature, but we all agree. No, that's not, a reason to tune into something to watch a shift. Andrew in Arlington, Texas. Andrew, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's your morning going, man?
Good. How are you?
Doing pretty well. Yeah, like a lot of the previous callers just said, I agree with Bob Costas, but it doesn't really matter that I agree with him. I think the fact that he said it was a very good idea because, you can say during the regular season, but what's your audience reach there? Here, he has a much larger audience to speak to. And just look at the viewership, if you look at the viewership trends and attendance trends, they're all down. They've been down for years. Baseball is a problem. If you're a real baseball fan, you should care about that and want to see solutions. And, dude, I'm from Arlington. My team's the Texas Rangers. We've never really been good. Made the World Series twice, haven't won anything. And still, I stuck through them for years. And just the last couple of years, I find it unwatchable. It's so boring. I just can't keep myself watching it. And I used to be a baseball player, you know, up until college, and I quit because wasn't that good.
No, I mean, look, I think you hit the nail on the head, though. Baseball, if you're a fan, you don't want this to happen. And he is a fan. So that, I think, is the real crux of it. How about Ronald in Detroit? Ronald, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, good morning. First time calling you. I got to say something about baseball. What it is, our society has changed quite a bit. My opinion, baseball is really an old folks sport. The young people, their attention span is so short that it's too boring to them. And the fact is, that's why you can take between baseball and WWE wrestling, that's why a lot of people go see the wrestling matches, because it's more action in it. Baseball need to do something to speed it up a little bit. I don't know what they can do. If they do too much to it, they'll ruin the sport. They're in the middle of a hard place.
You know, it's funny you bring up wrestling, because I did watch some of WWE SmackDown last night.
you take 70,000 fans to go see that junk. It's a reason for it.
Well, yeah, because people are getting slammed through ladders and stuff, man.
A lot of action. Baseball, what they need to do, when a batter go up there and fire about 10 or 12 pitches, I think they need to eliminate that.
Yeah. Well, and you want people to imitate what you're doing, too, right? Because I had an impromptu wrestling match break out in my house. It was me against Raj and Ronnie. What was Raj calling himself? He was calling himself Undertaker something. And then he got really into Braun Strowman. Because, you know, Braun Strowman is this big wrestler guy. I don't even know what his character is. But he was, like, running people over last night. And then, like, he saw a highlight clip, which I thought was funny, because he was like, he told me it was old. He could tell, like, it was old. He was like, this is from when you were a kid. And I was like, that's very perceptive. And then he was trying to get under me and my wife's skin, actually, because he was saying The Rock is trash. And I don't know where, like, he's not even five yet, by the way. He's just like, because he saw her react to The Rock, because she knows The Rock from, like, movies and stuff. And I was, like, doing the catchphrases, and he was like, The Rock is trash. He was trying to irritate us, I think. And then my daughter, Ronnie, was getting in on the action, too, and she's like, watch me jump from the top rope. And she jumped off. So, yeah, it was a big brawl in my apartment last night from WWE SmackDown, which I found pretty entertaining, if I'm being honest with you.
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show.
It is The Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And we've been talking some baseball, not in the way I expected today, and I'm interested to see what my next guest has to say about this. Seth Everett, MLB insider and host of the Sports with Friends podcast. But first, Seth, how long has it been since we talked, man?
Oh, I think it's been about 5 years. How you been, my man?
I'm good. How are you?
I miss you.
Same here. You know, I really want to know your thoughts on this, because you're a huge baseball fan, obviously, right? And
No. I've been a huge baseball coverage. I'm not necessarily a fan.
Well, you know what I mean. But when if you're covering baseball, you're in the sport.
Yeah, covered it for 26 years.
Yeah, there you go. You don't hate baseball if you've covered it for 26 years. Let's put it that way.
No, but I feel like the sport is in a major crisis, and I've said it on CBS Sports Radio before.
So. Okay, so that's what I wanted to get to, because
that's what I had a feeling.
That's generally the regular season kind of talking point. You don't hear it as much in the postseason, right? And I was piggybacking off of Bob Costas in a Yankees playoff game of all teams, sort of basically calling the sport unwatchable as he's calling the game. So I did want to get your thoughts on that. Do you think that is speaking to the audience's feelings, or do you think the audience maybe doesn't share that during a playoff game?
It's a very fair point, because I don't think people who have MLB Network are critical. I have numbers to back it up, and so does he. He has been on my Sports with Friends podcast, and we have discussed this. But I don't know that during the game that was the right time to say it. He is always welcome to come on. I have had episodes where I had Bob Nightingale on. I've had Jason Stark's done my podcast. We've all backed up the numbers. This game has changed dramatically. It has become much less entertaining. And I think there is a legitimate crisis because younger people are not following this sport the way we did when we were growing up. I'm a little older than you, but we're basically the same age. And what I do think, and I made this point on Twitter last night. I don't know if you saw what I was tweeting, but I'm a cord cutter. I don't have cable television. And I subscribe to 21 apps. 21 apps on
yeah.
Apple TV. And I couldn't get that game last night. And I'm sorry, but if your goal is to promote the sport, if that was your goal, then you should have opened up your fancy MLB app to subscribers who don't have a cable company that has MLB Network. I thought that was a big miss, and I thought that was trending on Twitter as well last night. Then I find out this morning when I was doing my work, I found out that Costas ripped the sport during the game. What is MLB Network's goal here? what are they trying to accomplish? Because you either have people complaining about not being able to see the game, and then the people who saw the game didn't like the commentary during the game. And I will hearken back to the All-Star game because I saw this, and I wish I had screen grabbed it because I would have tweeted it 1,000 times. Did you know that during the MLB All-Star game, the word boring was trending nationally on Twitter?
I did not know that. That's not a good look.
Not a good look.
But here's the thing, Seth, because when Bob Costas is saying it, theoretically, he's a huge baseball, you know, fan or you know, whatever right. word you want to use for his entire life. And that's one of the tone changes I've heard as of late, because in general, it's not like this is a new discussion, baseball being boring, but generally baseball fans have stuck up for baseball. I felt that tone change a little bit as of late with the basically two outcome strikeout home run era we're living in that has less action.
Right, and as somebody who, you know, I owe a lot to the sport because it has helped my career a lot, but what I believe is there's an evolution of this whole thing. Some people trace it to the shift, and the shift led to the creation of Launch Angle. Launch Angle has said that it is more important to have the arc in which the bat crosses the body versus the idea of making contact. When I heard launch angle over contact, I got that's a red flag. So then I asked some insiders, I talked to sources, I talked to general managers, and then I learned the stat, which was not mind-numbing, and this is 2018 numbers. I have to do a refresh. In 2018, baseball had 11,000 less balls hit in play than 2008. And Robin, what that is that's not the old man saying, get off my lawn. That is, 2008 was not that long ago. You and I knew each other in 2008. So the theory is that how is a sport not acknowledging that it has so dramatically changed? 3 minutes and 49 seconds between balls hit and play. That's a song. You can download a song and listen to it in the time between balls hit and play. And what I try to do, and I don't do this during games, but I have been criticized by the commissioner's office because I did say I once did my taxes during a Rockies-Brewers game. I did say that when season one of Daredevil came out on Netflix, I watched one of the episodes in a press box. You can do it and still follow the game because it's that slow.
Yeah, the New York Times did a story, I think, last week about how knitting has become. There's a growing knitting community who's actually, like, sharing their camaraderie at games because they're knitting, and that keeps their I guess, mind occupied in between action at a game. So I suppose when you say all that, what can be done? Because, you know, there's always the drastic stuff, but that generally comes from the non-baseball, you know, aficionado. From, you know, a baseball, like, purist standpoint, what do you think can be done so that at least the baseball fans and then some of the casual fans can be looped in? Go ahead.
All right. I'll give you two examples because it's a much deeper answer. But I'll give you two examples. One's on the field, one's off. The on-the-field one, what I would do immediately is I would outlaw the shift. I'd put an imaginary line from the point of home plate straightaway center field, and before the pitch is thrown, the only players that could cross the line are the center fielder, the pitcher, and the catcher. I think what that would do is that would increase batting averages by 25 points. So a slugger who hits 240 now suddenly becomes a 265 hitter. It's a much more palatable thing. The other aspect is you have to find some way to get these players to be better known. You know, when we talk, and you're a big basketball guy.
Yeah.
When you hear basketball talk, you never hear, you know who LeBron's friends with, you know who Kawhi likes, mm-hmm. you know who James Harden, you know, political stance is. Like, you know all their stuff about these players. What you never hear is, boy, the third quarter of that Portland-Denver game was really slow.
Yeah.
You never hear that. And what happens is because these baseball players are anonymous, the only thing we have to feed on is the actual on-field play. And if you do that, you're exposing the warts. So find some way to make these players likable so that we're not over-scrutinizing every pitch.
Yeah, I mean, like Mike Trout's an example. Right? Mike Trout, where would you say Mike Trout ranks in the history of baseball as one of the great players?
Okay. Well, it's hard because the numbers are skewed because everybody hits home runs and everybody throws 95 miles an hour, so Mike Trout doesn't hit sinkers. So Barry Bonds had a harder time hitting home runs than Mike Trout did. I predicted last year when Trout was hurt, you know, he's from New Jersey, and I said what they should do is get him a fancy limousine and drive him to MLB Network, since that's my favorite channel these days, and have him do a day of just hanging out on every show. And then drive him up to Connecticut and have him go on ESPN all day. Just go on every show. And they didn't even try that. And what they don't do is they don't seem to make it a priority. And I have gotten into battles with the MLB Twitter account because 9 out of 10 highlights that they post are home runs. So if we're seeing this as a problem and we're acknowledging that it's something that needs to be addressed, could we at least do the favor of trying to sell the sport? What I have said on Twitter is, didn't somebody make a dive? Like, did somebody catch a ball? Something in baseball has to be going on that's entertaining that isn't just home runs.
Yeah, that's my biggest thing is they need to incentivize action. I mean, the star power thing I think is obvious. Again, Mike Trout's the best player in the sport, and I don't know how
nobody
many NBA guys are more famous than him, but a lot.
I've told radio stations, come out of a break with a random Mike Trout soundbite and give a T-shirt to the first guy who can recognize his voice.
Yeah. I mean, we're walking, like, you know, I'm trying to think of what the perfect example of an NBA player who's more famous than Mike Trout that really encompasses it. But, you know, like, Spencer Dinwiddie of the Nets and Mike Trout could be walking down the street in New York, and it's probably a toss-up on who gets recognized first.
Spencer Dinwiddie is how much taller than Trout?
Yeah, sure, of
Trout's
course.
I was looking
for a name that would sound more obscure than, you know, I was going to go with Andre Iguodala, but he's he's been around for a long time.
Right.
But the point being, he's not, you know, Steph Curry. And that's who Mike Trout is basically, as far as a player, he's Steph Curry. So you think the shift thing would incentivize the action? Because I think that's part of I want to see more running. I want to see more stolen bases. You know, home runs, that's the crazy part of it. Because if you had told me, you referenced 2008, if you had told me in 2008 people would say home runs are bad for the sport, I would have thought you were crazy.
Well, it's just everything is in excess. You know, one of the other aspects of the game is, you know, these advanced analytics have told you that it doesn't pay to be a pitcher. It only pays to be a thrower. And if you look at all these bullpens, look at all the playoff teams, they all have four guys in their bullpen that throw 97 to 99 miles an hour. And it's the same thing. Where I recall covering the sport, I covered the Mariners in the late 90s, and we had a guy named Jamie Moyer. And you didn't know what Jamie Moyer was going to throw. And the best thing that Jamie Moyer had going for you is the hitters had to be honest because they had to guess. These hitters today, they lock in. And if they make contact, it goes a mile. And if they don't, it's a strikeout. Now, this is going to sound like an old man joke, but it applies. You know, I had players in the 70s tell me that if you struck out, you were not allowed to utilize the services of the bat boy. Like, you had to carry your own bat back to the dugout in shame, because that's the embarrassment that a strikeout represented. Now, in this era of pitch counts, if you have an 8 to 10 pitch at bat, even if the 10th pitch is a swinging strike 3, that's considered a productive strikeout. And you get high fives for that.
Yeah.
And the philosophy has changed. I don't know that outlawing the shift would change dramatically, because there are numbers that will tell you that this strategy is a better strategy to win. So to that I say, but that's not entertaining. And I had a general manager, who I don't want to name, come up to me, look me right in the eye and say, my job is to win, not to entertain you.
Yeah, I mean, that he may be right, but the job of the sport is to put an entertainment product out there, and you would hope all the people involved would share that attitude. Seth, really appreciate the conversation this morning, man. Good to talk.
Yeah, it's good to talk. Let's do it again soon.
Seth Everett, MLB Insider, host of the Sports with Friends podcast. It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'll let Jeff in Dallas get the last word on this real quick. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, boss. I guarantee I'm the only caller you've ever had that's going to talk about girls softball, whether it's competitive, select, travel ball, all the way up to college. It's not a society thing that people are turning away from baseball, because softball is growing by the droves. During the springtime, if baseball's on or college softball's on the weekend, I'm going to watch college softball because it's more entertaining.
So why is softball more entertaining?
Because it's like what the last guy just said. It's not 95 mile an hour, and it's not a bomb every 2 minutes to strike out. There's actual – we're going back to strategy. They do small ball, whether it's bunting, slapping, moving runners. I mean, you get a dominant pitcher throwing 70 miles an hour in softball at 43 feet away. That's like Verlander speed. It's just a lot more entertaining. And I grew up playing baseball.
Understood. I just wanted you to elaborate a little bit, but I understand the sentiment, and it gets to the heart of the conversation we've had on the first couple hours of the show here. Going to shift gears a little bit and get into a topic from the NFL and Vontaze Burfict. And I have a question for you on Vontaze Burfict. It might not be the same question you've heard other places. We'll get to that coming up next. It's the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.